Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Sherry Kane, and I'm here with
Dr. Len Horowitz.
We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. in California, midnight on the East Coast, and 6 p.m. in Hawaii, which where we usually are. Right now, we are in California.
We're here for the, what is it, the Health Freedom Expo this weekend in LA, in Long Beach.
At the Long Beach Convention Center. So if you live in the Los Angeles area, definitely come out there. Dr. Horowitz is doing an amazing presentation on the 528 Hertz frequency and his new book, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. I'm going to be doing a special introduction before he starts his lecture. I'm going to be talking to you about COINTELPRO and controlled opposition and really how it's all going to come down to what Dr. Horowitz is going to talk about, which is how we're going to get out of this mess, how everything is going to change, how people are changing right now and the planets are changing. We're all becoming more open-minded, enlightened to the truth, and we are all going to come to the love 528 frequency, which is the only solution for our planet.
Indeed. You know, and we're thankful to the sponsors for tonight's program is not just bbsradio.com, where you can, for $2 a month, get wonderful hosts and awesome information that is archived for shows such as ours, The Insight Hour. And I want to thank also the healthyworldstore.com, where you can get all of my books and tapes, DVDs, CDs, my recommended healthcare products and equipment. Folks from Healthy World Store have been supporting all of my work for many, many years, and we're very grateful for the great staff that we have working very hard, particularly Rhonda there. We really bless Rhonda and thank Rhonda tremendously for all the hard work that she's been doing. So if you have an opportunity, visit us online at healthyworldstore.com. And
also, join if you're not an affiliate yet and you would like to partner with us, sign up at healthyworldaffiliates.com. You get great discounts on awesome health products that are not Western medicine prescribed. They're all amazing alternative health products that your doctor won't recommend to you, but they'll definitely help you and keep you unvaccinated and big pharma free.
So yeah, that's very important. And poisonous reality that exists today. So the Healthy World Affiliates program is what we developed to partner with you and to give you the opportunity to have an enriching and life-saving opportunity to join us and help us spread not only the worst of the worst news that we talk about here on the Inside Hour, but also the best of the best news, like Sherry said, how to get out of this mess that we're in. We need some miracles because I'm sure you appreciate the fact that politically it ain't going to happen.
Right. And then, you know, the mainstream media is really going overboard with this radiation. And then you have the controlled opposition like Ann Coulter on Fox News reporting that radiation is actually good for you.
Well, this is actually a Hegelian dialectic. If we're going to get into this. Before we do, I just wanted to thank also everyone that's partnered with us in i528tunes.com. All the musicians listening, all of the people who enjoy music, you should definitely check out love528.com, and you should also be transposing your music and retuning your instruments and voices already to A444 Hertz frequency. That's 4 Hertz up from the standard tuning of A440. And if you do that, then what happens is that your C is in 528, which is the greenish-yellow color that you see celebrated in the botanical world. You see, the blade of grass has incredible intelligence, intelligent design, divine design. We're looking at creationism, and in order to be in tune with the creator and the creation, that is the entire universe of nature, it exists because of a musical mathematical matrix, 9 core creative frequencies, of which the 528 is key. It is the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. These are portals to your heart. That warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love is a vibration. It's a spiritual blessing. And that is why the botanical world is greenish yellow. That's the vibration of 528 frequency, and it's the heart of everything. You can learn all about that on a new ebook that's out. God willing, this summer we'll have the hard copy, but right now the ebook is out. $9.98 gets a download, and you get this book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, that already is revolutionizing everything. It's not just about Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane on the Inside Hour. This word is the greatest news the planet has ever heard. It is, again, the fulfillment of prophecy. We've talked about this many times on this program. The fulfillment of the prophecy that in the end times, there would be a key to the house of David that would be heralded. It associated with the sixth angel from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. That's in your Bible in Isaiah 22:22, and the New Testament in the book of Revelation 3:6-8 talks about what I'm talking about now. And so that key is a musical note. And that key is what's going to open people's hearts. Already it's happening, like Sherry mentioned. There's a whole cosmic alignment. There's a shift in polarity awaiting us. I understand that a lot of prophets have prophesied that when the Mayan calendar ends, in a little over a year from now, essentially what we're looking at is we're looking at a whole shift in polarity. And if you haven't prepared your heart to receive that energy, that new awakening, loving, fulfilling energy, then you're not going to be doing so well. And a lot of people, myself included, have prophesied for years. It's a matter of literally conditioning one's heart to receive the full measure of love and anointing and prosperity in all ways that is promised for those who keep the word, keep the faith. And so much of this program deals with faith and love and the joy that's in our hearts. And boy, oh boy, it's amazing what you see in the book of 528, because that's the resonant frequency of 528 that we're talking about. So anyway, check out also i528 Tunes, where you can transpose your music, your favorite music. They come in, let's say, MP3 files from iTunes. You can transpose it now to the 528 Hertz frequency. Then your music not only is enjoyable, but it is healing. It is literally healing. We had a meeting the other night with a bunch of real powerful, spirit-filled prayer peacemakers and people who were heavily involved in personal and spiritual development for many years. And the reports in the room were just awesome, just amazing, because when people play their music or sing in 528 Hertz frequency, it's very common for people to have miraculous healings.
Yes, and we had an amazing meeting. There were a lot of humanitarians from Africa, actually, that were there, and it was definitely something great for them to bring home to their to the people there, the 528 Hertz frequency. So I think they were really enlightened to hear the great news. You know, there's so much crazy things going on in the world right now, and it's so great that we do have the knowledge now about the 528 Hertz frequency, because there is light at the end of this dark tunnel that we all seem to be living in. We look at the movies that are out there right now. We just saw one last night.
Yeah, you don't want to go to see this new one, Attack on L.A. Battle for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Do not go to see that movie unless you really want to come out feeling like
you've been under a jackhammer for
totally
2 hours.
It's like a bombardment of your brain.
Of just constant bombing. But what was really interesting about that film was that the attacks were done to people who had never heard about aliens. They didn't believe in aliens. They were attacked by these machines that were organic. They were half organic, half machine, and they came from these ships, and a lot of the ships that were flying, because there was many ships, they were unmanned. So they came from a mother ship, and then other ships flew out, they were unmanned. So to think about what could be planned for us by this global evil elite, and thinking that, you know, they always mention aliens. I don't know what to believe. You hear about them. I've never seen them. I can't report on them. and they may or may not exist. But
well, you know, I have a different take. Go ahead, finish, Sherry, and I'll share mine.
But to think that they could actually set us up for something like this, where they could send machines and they have these unmanned planes right now, but put them in spaceship type vehicles and send it out like it's an attack on humanity, but it's really these evildoers doing the attacks, which is really ultimately what they want is to depopulate us. So in the film, which was also interesting, was that these aliens were interested in our water supply.
Very interesting.
So they were only interested in our water supply. They used it for fuel. They used it for their bodies. It was everything to them. So they wanted to get rid of humanity and take up our water supply. So I thought that that was a interesting part of that film.
Yeah, I agree. That was very noteworthy because water is literally part of the triune God. And much of the revelations over the past many years that we've been coming out with, the book Walk on Water particularly, deals with how you could create free energy by water. Literally, the technology now is advanced. You see on even YouTube, our colleagues and friends of ours, Marco Rodin and Mr. Powell, talking about how we could free everyone from the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel enslavement that the world is currently shouldering. Really, this is what we're looking at when you're paying for $4 plus for a gallon of gasoline, or in the hotel that we stayed in L.A. last night, it was $12 for 1 liter of water. That is enslaving. And particularly when you realize that there are machines, and in Healthy World Store, we're just negotiating to bring a machine like what I'm talking about into the store to be able to take water from the air, the hydrated atmosphere, and then you got water for free. Mm-hmm. And when you realize that you could generate your energy, not only from the hydrogen in water, but literally from the spin of the planets, the way that the entire universe, just like in Tesla's time, the whole Tesla coils, those coils are based on, like what Marco Rodin talks about today, the vortex, the toroidal structure of the universe. It's actually a double toroidal structure of the universe that's based on mathematics, and the physics of it basically deals with heavily 528 hertz frequency. It's the heart of everything. It's the heart of the creator. It's the heart of the rainbow. It's the heart of your heart. It's the heart of the botanical world. It's the heart of the reason why 5,280 feet are the measured mile. 528. Without 528, you'd have nothing. And that can lead us to free energy and freedom for we the people.
So you didn't finish telling everybody. What was your take on the aliens?
Oh, well, the alien thing, and I'd like to talk about, because it's related, your comment on Ann Coulterra. I guess that's what her name is.
Right.
But the alien thing for me was directly out of the report from Iron Mountain. Sherry and I are just doing an article that goes into a different level of perspective on the Japanese nuclear catastrophe, and that this issue deals with a fulfillment of prophecy that came out in 1967, I believe it is.
It was discredited as being just a joke.
Yeah, well, this is 1967. It's called The Report from Iron Mountain. And in that report, when it leaked, it was supposed to be actually the COINTELPRO, the propagandists at the time, that were working for the global industrialists that had sponsored the think tank that had created a complete analysis of the New World Order and the transition into the New World Order, substituting for standard militarization and war economies, a substitute for that, peaceful transitions, alternatives to standard militarization. And so the think tank produced a report. Sponsored was by, as I mentioned, multinational corporations, particularly Shell Oil Company, that's the Royal Family of England, and then David Rockefeller, Rockefeller Families, Standard Oil Company of New Jersey, they were a co-sponsor for the report. And that report contained about objectives and possibilities for economic prosperity and profiting, in essence, off of alternatives to war, among which was this concept of an alien menace, a creation of extraterrestrial threats, the creation of cosmic threats that the entire globe, all the people worldwide, would be challenged by and then have to come together in order to fight.
Well, that was like the survive. Film. That was what the film was about.
That's what the film was about. And so that's what my take on it. It was part of this whole now generation. It's been a couple of generations, in fact, now, that have been integrating into this alien extraterrestrial menace. I wanted to say, though, that I've seen alien phenomena. I've seen extraterrestrial phenomena. I have witnessed with my own eyes, with field glasses, certainly unidentified flying objects, night vision goggles. I've witnessed the motherships, including battles that appear to be ongoing in space. There's been others, many others that have reported seeing things. There are orbs I've witnessed, for example, at Los Alamos Labs New Mexico, Santa Fe area.
Well, orbs also could be people that have passed on or just spirits, because I've seen many orbs before. I definitely believe in spirits and ghosts.
So. Right. So if you believe in spirits and ghosts, then you also have to look at what was in the Bible. You know, the Bible talks about Nephilim.
Right.
It also talked about Elohim. That's plural for gods. So it talks about the reality that there are extraterrestrial entities that are potentially very, very, very powerful. Spiritual warfare, I am certain, exists on this planet because I've been a survivor of it by the grace of the Creator and the protective angels that we appreciate your prayers to keep around us, to keep us going, to keep us telling both the worst news on the planet and really looking at that important factor to save some lives and wake people up, but also celebrating the greatest news on the planet, which deals with the love revolution, the 528 love revolution. And this whole orientation towards alien phenomenon has its roots in the Bible in terms of the Nephilim, these super angels, super men that came down, as the Bible says, came into the daughters of men. And that, if you remember correctly, from Bible study, was the reason why Noah and his family needed to create an ark and gather the animals to survive the flood. Because at that time, what really angered God most was not just that there weren't enough good guys around, but that the Nephilim were coming into the daughters of men and changing the gene line. And the genes are sacred. DNA is a sacred spiral. It is an antenna to God. It is sacred because not only does it have sacred geometry by which it is constructed, but it actually is the source of your presence right here, right now, on this planet. You can give your parents about 3% of the credit for you being here. You can give God about 97% of the credit for you being here right now. You know, if you have blue eyes or brown eyes or whatever color hair, that's maybe 3% of your parents doing, and it's 97% of the Creator's doing right now, every nano instant. You're literally having those brown eyes or blue eyes remanifested every nano instant. In essence, you are a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water that your DNA is acting as the antenna to manifest. DNA takes in sound and light signals, and it then generates the electromagnetic fields and the communications to have the manifestation in water. Your body's about, let's say, it should be 76 or so percent water. seawater. And from that water and this whole liquid crystal proteoglycan matrix that your cells are swimming in and that allow for sound and light signals between DNA and the other energy structures of the body, the mitochondria, the cell membranes that receive these messages and then know what to do. In fact, not only know what to do because of these messages of light and love, literally sourcing from the Creator's heart when you're talking about 528, this is what is creating you right now. And with that understanding, you revolutionize everything. You revolutionize medicine. You revolutionize what we're doing now, music, because you are the music. You are the musical manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. So creation and creationism is hydrosonics, hydrosonic creationism, water and sound. Then source light, as in the beginning in the Bible, Genesis 1:1, there was a creator, there was the water. Then the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water in Genesis 1:2, in which then the words, "Let there be light," were spoken. So words, which are sounds, which are electromagnetic frequencies, which is simply math. God's language is math. That was put into the quantum field inside the water, and out popped the sun. So light and the whole color spectrum sources from sound and the simple mathematics of creation. If you understand that, and then if you add to that understanding the simple chemical equation, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O, you have got the greatest secrets to the universe ever told, ever recorded, and practically applied. In medicine, in architecture, everything from clothing to homeopathics, medicines, everything, energy production, this is revolutionary. And that's why we're blessed and very humbled to receive and share with you this kind of powerful information.
I want to go back to the alien thing because I know that we got off topic there for a second. I spoke with you about alien phenomena before, and you believe, like I do, the CIA controls all of it. And you hear so many of these COINTELPRO agents out there who are actually talking about aliens, and they go and they promote aliens. And so you wonder, you know, what's true and what's not true, because you have so many of these people out there that talk in, about galactic type of entities and different experiences they've had, and they don't seem really credible when you listen to them. And so as a journalist, I mean, I did come from mainstream news and defected from there because I don't like their politics, and I can't stand Rupert Murdoch or any of them, and I don't believe in what they're doing to the world. So now I'm in truth, and I work with you, Dr. Horowitz, to expose the truth in any way I can. So as a journalist, it's hard, you know, to go out there and actually talk about this phenomena, because there's so many of these people that discredit themselves, and we talk about COINTELPRO, how they do it, how they operate. We just saw a video with Benjamin Fulford, who speaks about the Japan's nuclear disaster, and tells us that it was a setup, and the reason why they did it was they want money. They're in need of money. Yeah, these billionaires, they're in need of money. But he also said something interesting, that the way they created the tsunami was through nuclear explosions in the water. Now, Benjamin Fulford is a typical example of a COINTELPRO agent. He's somebody who we know well through what he's done in creating that circulating that fake Knights of Malta list with your name on it, and then he wrote a public apology in response to it, because we did one by one discredit, naming names of all the people that he's involved with. And then he comes on this on the air, and this is a typical example. It's not just him. I mean, they're all really similar to this. Comes very disheveled, his hair's all messed up, like he just rolled out of bed. He speaks like he's totally like drugged out, or somebody who is trying to get over some kind of a drug on methadone or whatever. And it's just like un- incredible. So these people that they're talking about aliens and they're talking about the disaster, people look at that and they go to alternative media and they look at these people for information as well. You can't go to the mainstream media, definitely not. You can just take some of what they say and just research it on your own of who the players are. Then you look at the alternative media and you can't really believe that either. So people always ask me, where do I, you know, who can I trust? How do I trust these people? Where do I go for information, for real information? And I always tell them, you know, the only way to really find out the truth is through your own intuitiveness and through your own research, because there's not a lot of other ways that you can really know. You got to discern the truth.
You know, that's a conclusion that I drew also many years ago, Sherry. I've said that a number of times. And that's why I've actually done certain things, like I allowed for a picture of myself that was taken in Africa at a fundraising event for HIV/AIDS with people that were very, very nice, but certainly not Illuminati. And they brought in wild animals from Africa, and one of those animals that they brought in was this beautiful owl. And I allowed myself to have a picture taken with that owl, and it was a really nice picture. And then I had that owl picture, and I decided that I was going to put it up on the internet.
You looked really good on that picture. You were all
it was a fun event. You know, it was a real fun event.
Were you aware that could?
I was very much aware. This was before Greg Szymanski had fraudulently claimed I was a Knight of Malta. This was long before.
What year was this?
I think it was 2006. I think that picture was taken. Maybe yes, it was. That picture was taken in June of 2006 at Positive 2006. It was a huge AIDS event in South Africa. It was Sun City, South Africa, at the Palace Hotel. And I remember thinking to myself after I got that picture, if I put this thing up, I know damn well one of the images of the Illuminati is the owl. The reason I knew that is because the owl, if you look at the roof post, the main roof support post, not only this kind of like Moloch image that is in the California Bohemian Grove. There's a big owl there, of course. A lot of people have made that famous. But the fellow that I exposed in northern Idaho, who is good friends with Henry Kissinger, his name is Klaus Gronke. His estate is about 45 minutes by boat.
It has a swastika on his
estate. He's got swastikas. He's got everything. But he had an owl. He had two owls on both posts carved into the huge wooden beam that supports the main house. And you could see that from the water, and I took pictures of that. So I was well aware that kind of symbol was an Illuminati symbol. But because of what you said, Sherry, I also say you can't trust Horowitz. You can't trust Kane. You can't trust those yo-yos that are out there that are telling you whatever. You have got to be in a position in these end times to have a full anointing of this understanding, this discernment from God. You've got to have your relationship right with God. And that's the same thing that when it comes to nuclear radiation, or it's the same thing from chemical poisoning and chemtrail sprays, or food intoxications or vaccinations, we've all been exposed to not only biochemical weapons of mass destruction. It's a miracle, in fact, that the human race is still alive. But seriously, you've got to have your relationship right with God. And what does that mean? That means you're not in sin. Well, what does that mean? That means you're not in dissonance to the law. And the law, again, if you consider the, you know, Judeo-Christian Muslim concept of the law, it's the word. Word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. That's simple math. So you're in a matrix of math. The entire ball game. The entire universe is constructed from math, and one and one is two, except if you're a satanic beast and a liar that wants to cheat. So the reality is you're either in that truth, you're in balance and harmony with the frequency, ideally, of love. If you're in that frequency, it's like tuning into a radio station to, let's say, 444 hertz. Now you're C5 28 hertz. When the music comes on in love in 528, you're receiving the full broadcast clear message from the heart of God. And when you do that, there's no sin. Like, there's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven. And essentially, if you tune into that frequency and you bring it on home, you bring it home is where the heart is. You bring it into your heart and then you radiate it from your heart and people see it and your touch becomes healing. Your countenance becomes healing. You become a Christ-like being. And that's essentially what I think most of us who are engaged in truth-telling and consciousness raising is advancing.
It's funny that you mentioned the owl, because I remember when I started to expose all the people that were coming down on you, the COINTELPRO agents, these people that are all satanic, they're all involved in pedophilism and child sex trafficking. I named names, exposed them, and they took pictures of me and where I was standing next to you, and I had my hand on my hip, and I didn't even know this. I mean, definitely, like, was I not even aware of this? Something called a devil's claw, and they said that was a devil's claw. Well, I've had my hands on my hips and my fingers were spread or something a certain way.
Bizarre.
So, I mean, they'll just get you for anything.
Anything.
Like anything that we have goats and sheep on the property, and somebody wanted to take a picture of me with the goat. I say, oh, that would be really
that
great.
Would be good.
I'll put that next to your owl picture.
That's right. And so you give all those jerks and CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO more fuel for their stupidity, you know, but what ultimately they're doing is they're mixing it all up. And again, the personal discernment and your relationship with God clearly is the most important thing for you. It's going to get you through. And, you know, this whole episode that we've been experiencing with COINTELPRO, let me just share with you folks listening. Again, Sherry, I acknowledge you so much. Folks, you have got to understand that the work that Sherry Kane does is so brave and so wonderful. She's, I believe, really saved my life, because I was set up for an assassination plot, and I was brought into this insanity with regard to assassinating Edward Harley, and his pen name was Christopher Story. This was back last summer. And then my good friend was surrounded by these agent COINTELPRO operators, Don Harkins, and he was assassinated too. And so I want you to know that Sherry has been doing the most awesome job, not at all concerned about her own life, literally trying to do whatever to save my life and to expose what's on her heart, those people who are involved in pedophilia. And so I really acknowledge Sherry for doing that. And the most recent work is literally changing the entire concept of the conspiracy realm, the conspiracy industry. You know, conspiracy conference, I'm going to be one, and so is Sherry, going to be the speakers this year at conspiracy conference coming up in June in San Jose, I believe it is, south of San Francisco a little ways, and that's in June. You can go to concon.com and get the information on that. Again, this weekend I'm going to be speaking, and Sherry, are you speaking? Yeah, you're speaking this weekend too, right?
I'm doing it. I'll do you an intro.
The intro. That's wonderful. At the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center. But Sherry's work has been extraordinary in exposing something that I never realized. You know, no matter how much training you have, you're always missing something. And I've had a tremendous amount of training in behavioral science and media propaganda, persuasion technologies. That's why when I watch the news, I don't watch it like a normal person. I see the subtle cues. I see the underlying methods, materials, and motivations for mind control. And so this is what I look at, and that enables me very, very commonly to get a different perspective and be able to be prophetic in many, many circumstances. But even I didn't even conceive of what Sherry just recently exposed. And that is a component, a most important component of COINTELPRO that is called controlled opposition. Controlled opposition. So I was being controlled by these guys. I had no clue that the discrediting effort that they were waging, You know, when I first saw my name on Greg Szymanski, alias Eric Samuelson's forgery and fraud, allegedly taking a Knights of Malta list and then putting my name on it.
Between Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon and people like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre, absurd. But why was that done? Because Horowitz is out there doing such outstanding work exposing not only the worst of the worst news, but how we get out of this mess with 528, that these guys had it in for me. And so Sherry has, in the process of simply reading their emails and then looking at the links, what they're linking themselves, they've literally exposed themselves. And one of the things that they exposed that Sherry pointed out to me was how they use this thing called controlled opposition. Michael Moore, tell them, for example, about Michael Moore.
Well, Michael Moore, he made a film called Capitalism, A Love Story. And in that film, he talks about how Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs is taking all the pie from everybody else, and that's why capitalism doesn't work. But in reality, if you look at who's funding Michael Moore's pictures, it's the Weinstein brothers who are the producers, and the Weinstein brothers are funded by ABC Disney, which is funded by Lloyd Blankfein.
Yeah, who put together the merger, and it maintains a large share in the stocks.
So that's what controlled opposition is. They actually just tell him what he can say, what they want him to say. He's basically just feeding everybody what it is they want to hear. And what it was is he was early on. Right now it's getting bigger because you see shows like we were just on, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Now the mainstream media is getting more open about putting anti-government things on television. And the reason is because their whole agenda has taken a new direction. It hasn't changed. It's just taken a new direction. Now they want everybody to hate their government. So you have these countries like Egypt out there that are creating peace, and then you have Libya who's fighting for peace, and you have other countries that are fighting for peace now, and basically they want America to follow. So they want a revolt. And that's how they believe that they're going to come to a one-world government, a one-world banking system, a one-world religion, because otherwise they can't get anybody to believe in what they want you to believe in. And that's why those FEMA camps are set up for people who are eventually going to protest against what it is they want you to go willingly to and accept. And so that's part of the whole controlled opposition, Illuminati agenda that's set
up. Yeah, and that's, again, prophetically stated in 1967 in that same report from Iron Mountain. They recommended a form of slavery in which people would not know they were enslaved. And for example, the drugs, the drug addictions, the drug abuses, the drug maintenance, the wars that we have, including the war on drugs, which is a sham.
How about politics? Politics, believing that you have a right to choose, like you're either a Democrat or Republican, you have a right to choose your president, it's all done up on the up and up. You're enslaved in that way too.
Well, that's all it, for sure. They give you an opportunity. Again, look at what Ross Perot has been up against and all the independents. You're not really given the opportunity fully. You know, so you've got an enslaving system that is run by multinational corporations, and we're naming the specific names. You know, so this is what I think the most important part of COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence propaganda or program, that's run by CIA, FBI here in the United States, that has infiltrated every single grassroots, major grassroots organizations of people like ourselves, maybe like yourself, who's been trying to do good, trying to raise awareness and bring about some positive changes. But yet, you know, the whole system is set up and controlled by these agent provocateur propagandists that then discredit even your legitimate leaders. And then ultimately it leaves people confused. Right. Nobody knows what to believe. That's why, again, you have got to have your own level of discernment. And boy, I'll tell you, there's no one that I can see as blind as me when it came to looking at who can I trust? I'm telling you, some of the guys that Sherry has named, you know, Ted Gunderson is one of them. This is what I considered a personal friend for years, and I can't even believe what he was up to that I didn't have any clue. because I didn't have the discernment.
And basically, we're going to have a debate going at the conspiracy conference, because now a little bit things have changed. We're going to Brian, who's the producer of that conference, he's setting up a debate to happen. Now, women out there should know this about the conspiracy movement. It's very patriarchal. They're very big on their male chauvinistic attitudes. They don't really believe that women should have too much of a say. So for
like the movie last night.
Exactly. In the film yesterday, there was a military woman who they said, "What are you going to do with that?" Pointing to her gun, you know, basically saying, "What is a woman going to do? Shoot?" And in the end, she turns out to be smarter than all of them and the best sharpshooter. So it's kind of like a little twist there. But I thought it was very old fashioned, behind the times, in the way they actually displayed this woman as, you know, an inferior person among the men. And she, you know, basically she made a comment. "What do you think I got to the top of the Air Force for my good look, with my good looks?" You know, she had to make a comment like that in the film. But these men are even worse than upset at the thought that it took a woman to name their names and to come out and expose them. And I'm not the only woman. Since I started doing this, I had many women that actually had been attacked by the same group before.
And I want to acknowledge Jenny Hatch. Jenny, yes. If you're listening, we love you out there.
Jenny is another journalist. She's an amazing journalist. She actually, basically helped me and told those same COINTELPRO people to go, you know, tell them where to stick it, you know, and they responded with threats to her.
Hate threats, that's just disgusting, despicable language.
I have her letters up on my website, actually.
You know, totally demeaning. And again, you know, for me to look at, these are the close colleagues of Ted Gunderson. And again, this is a man, this is previously FBI Division 5 Chief of Los Angeles, who has, you know, the concept of he's a hero in the American Patriot community. I always thought he was a hero. I always gave him big hugs and thanks whenever I saw him. And lo and behold, the company that he's keeping comes out. You know, this is one particularly, Timothy Patrick White, comes out and does the most hideous, most low-class, disgusting, despicable threats to this beautiful woman, Jenny Hatch, who gives her life over to trying to tell the truth about vaccinations and waking people up to save children's lives. You think she deserves to have that kind of abuse?
No, and I felt really bad because she came out in my defense, and here she's being attacked now. Yet at one point, she didn't know what to believe. She didn't know, like, basically, when I said I was fighting really literally the Church of Satan, she didn't, you know, she was like, whoa, you know, and now they're attacking her, and she's realizing, well, I'm in it now too. And I have other women listed on my site who actually had the same experiences, and then even worse. I mean, they've gotten actually people who Ted Gunderson had attempted to harm them in many ways, and I've had people write me emails saying, please, Sherry, this man is very dangerous. Be careful. And some of the things that he's accused of doing are to these women are, I mean, extremely hideous. I can't believe that he's still walking the streets. And the way that they do their attacks is similar to the way that they attack Don Harkins. I mean, you don't even know when they're attacking you. They could put something in your glass. They could put something on your sheets. They could just touch you on the shoulder. I mean, they have so many ways of hurting you these days by putting chemicals on you that can kill you and potentially, you know, do damage to you if you stay alive. Side effects. So I just think that, you know, we're really up against some really, really bad people. Timothy Patrick White was a guy that worked in Vietnam. He was the one that they hired to stuff the human soldier, the American soldiers with drugs in their body cavities. He was the smuggler. So this guy handled a dirty job. And he was a criminal with a get out of jail card free. And you can read his emails. He's called me on my cell phone to threaten me. He's never called me again.
And you have his emails listed, don't you?
On my website, sherrycain.com. I have them listed under latest threats. I have all of the listings. I'm adding more and more research.
It was his particular emails that literally started to communicate with Gunderson
that exposed Gunderson. Timothy Patrick White. What is the most vilest person you can ever imagine. But you know what? He's the way that I was able to find Ted Gunderson and really what he's up to. And because it's ultimately his boss. Ted Gunderson is his boss. And so if you got to Timothy Patrick White, you saw the barking dog. I call him the barking dog. And then you look behind the barking dog, there was Ted Gunderson. So a lot of people, they don't want to hear this stuff. They get upset about it. They say, why don't you do it?
It's important to hear, first of all, because if you appreciate the good news, then you got to pray for the people to make the good news happen. And that's basically what we're doing. We're also exposing the bad news because – you know, if you are out there thinking that as a lot, it's a trap for New Agers particularly. New Agers think, oh, don't tell me those negative things. I don't want to put my consciousness on those things. It's too frightening. I don't want to create that in my reality. But you know what? They seek enlightenment, New Agers. And without coming to terms with the depths of the darkness, you can't have complete enlightenment. In fact, you have got to be able to have the faith and connection to God to walk through the valley in the shadow of death, fearing no evil. Zero has got to upset you. And the reality is, of course, this is upsetting from a ethical, moral, and heartfelt sense to be able to put a stop to genocide, to call a murderer. I mean, think about it, folks. If you're walking down the street and you see a little child being molested, what are you going to do? Run the other way? What are you going to do? Keep your mouth shut? My goodness, what kind of a world is this if that's what you would do? So the reality is we've literally been enslaved by the media that makes us fear instead of have faith.
And you know, this group, this gang of thugs that I exposed, I mean, these are the same people that were involved, you know, surrounding JFK, John Lennon. These are the people that wanted to neutralize pretty much everyone, every activist voice since the 60s. I mean, these are hardcore.
Yeah, this is how this is how the mind manipulation and public illusion of this American culture. We bought into the American dream. What we didn't realize is that dream is turning into a nightmare because it was never real. It was always this British, German, Illuminati, Rothschild, Rockefeller cartel program whereby we would advance ultimately into this new world order, which, hey, listen, if we could really have the Creator manifested, Jesus' return, and ultimately live our lives blessed for 1,000 years in peace and love and joy and prosperity in all ways. That's the new world order that I believe that the Creator intends. But if you're dealing with multinational corporations that decide that 7 billion people on this planet are too many, that we need only 1 billion, and that we're going to get rid of 7 or 6 billion people through some illusion that the vaccination is good for your public health instead of a genocidal biochemical weapon of mass destruction. The reality is we're moving into the new world order of the Illuminati, not the new world order of our Creator. And that's why it's important. You've got to be able to see both sides of this story. You've got to be able to bravely, with a lot of faith, and ultimately heartfelt prayer, protect people like us. We really need your prayers. We really appreciate your prayers. The angels of protection are around us because of your prayers and because we have faith and we pray ourselves. So it's really important. I appreciate your tolerance in allowing us to share with you what is happening in our lives and also, you know, how it is that we're making a difference in the world. But we ask for you at minimum, if you feel like you are unable to afford a book, a tape, a DVD or CD from healthyworldstore.com, or you can't, for whatever reason, join us in the Healthy World Affiliates program at healthyworldaffiliates.com. The least you can do, it's free, is pray for us and pray for this planet. Pray for the people of Japan. Pray for the people all around the world to wake up beyond the deception and the illusion to the reality that we have, the capacity to literally bring the Creator's blessings and wonderful harvest back to this earth, because we really need it. We need a miracle, and that's what prayer is for.
And we would love to see you come out this weekend. Actually, the speaking time is going to be Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Long Beach Convention Center. And we'd love to have you out there to come in here. Dr. Horowitz's great talk on the 528 frequency, his new book. You can go to the book of 528.com and read about that book. It's available by download only now. It will be available by hardcover possibly by the spring or summer. But it is available right now if you'd want to go to healthyworldstore.com, or if you're an affiliate, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and you can download the book there. And then we bring you news every week. We try to bring you everything up to date and our take on certain things. So it's really a commentary.
Tell us about Ann Coulter. Yeah. Believe this, this woman is on Fox News telling what?
She says that radiation is actually good for you. And she says that she has all of these scientists and doctors that are backing this up, that is really good for you. And you know that she's totally paid. I mean, she's a, you know, working for the Republican Party.
It's like a pharma whore. You might as well go see your doctor. If you want an immune boost, why don't you just go get a CAT scan? You know, get a few chest x-rays.
Well, they need
go to your dentist, and instead of taking one full mouth series of x-rays for diagnosis, why don't you get 30 just to boost your immunity, courtesy of Ann Coulter, right?
Well, they need some help down at the nuclear power plant, so maybe she should go work down there since radiation is so good for you.
Yeah, and David Rockefeller says that there's too many people on this planet. Go get irradiated under the guise that it's good for you, and terminate yourself.
It's so ironic how they say that these things are good for you, like vaccinations. Bill Gates is like, something I love, right?
Yeah.
And then radiation comes from Ann Coulter. I mean, it's so ironic how they actually go out and they promote these deadly things saying that they're good for you.
Yeah, and what it is, if you don't understand it, it's called the Hegelian dialectic. It is a standard propaganda ploy of COINTELPRO. Again, the counterintelligence program degrades, diminishes all of the, quote, dissidents. So the dissidents in this case of the Japanese crisis are those people who are saying, hey, what are they doing? What is the nuclear industry doing to we the people? If they can have a meltdown in Japan, and now potentially our own food supplies are at risk, or the precipitation and the rain delivers those electron radiation clouds over Southern California, which was in the news this week. Well, gee whiz, you know, we need to have another view of this whole thing. So what do we see from mainstream media? We see they confuse the issue. The thesis that radiation is bad for you, which is standard, everybody understands it. Man, I took not only public health programs at Harvard University from the top guy in the field of nuclear radiation, and this was not long after Three Mile Island nuclear disaster down in Pennsylvania, when I learned from the world's leading expert in radiation risks that radiation was not good for you. And the reality is now we've got the CIA, FBI, working for the Bush family and the Rockefeller cartel, who own the nuclear energy industry, telling us through Ann Coulter and Fox News, which is Rupert Murdoch, that everybody has had it all wrong all these years. It's great to have that radiation cloud come from Japan to poison us. That's called Hegelian dialectic. In essence, you have a thesis, radiation is bad, followed by the antithesis. Radiation is great, leaves synthesis, mass mind-controlled confusion. We don't know what the hell to believe anymore, and so the average person tunes out. Meanwhile, the energy cartel, the nuclear energy and the nuclear weapons industry, they completely continue their lobbying on Capitol Hill. They drive the legislation. They drive the budgets. And ultimately, they continue the poisoning of our planet.
Well, it's, you know, and it definitely gives people this neutral stance on what's happening with the radiation, because if they hear, like you said, one person says it's good, another person says it's bad, so they become neutral, because then it doesn't, it's not as bad anymore, and they tune out to actually hearing if it actually comes and everybody say, oh my gosh, there's radiation in the air, they won't be so, cause so much panic. So I think they do it also to stop the panic that may occur, and that's their way.
Well, actually, you know, I think that they're wanting people, as you mentioned earlier, ultimately to now, there was a shift. They want us to hate our government. They want to reveal more and more. It's kind of like boiling a frog. You set up the heat gently, and then ultimately the frog doesn't jump out. He just dies. And that's really what they're looking for. I think the message has already gone out a number of times. If you want a revolution, don't take it with armaments and guns to the street, because that's what they're wanting you to do. They're set up to take you down. And so you can't do that. It's not wise to do that. And if you understand that they're now telling you that, oh, the governments are corrupt and there's Goldman Sachs, Wall Street is creating greedy genocide and pollution and intoxication planet-wide, which is also part of the Iron Mountain Report's agenda, was to create ongoing worsening environmental pollution that all the world's people would be up in arms against and then call for this new world order. Well, again, this is part of the program, and I think it's just wise that you would learn what it is that COINTELPRO does. It's wise for you to learn what controlled opposition is and does, and it's very, very wise to help you discern for yourself what is appropriate, because ultimately you will be made to make a choice. You can choose in or choose out. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. Your choices ideally should come with the discernment from the heaven, from God, and that essentially requires you to be wise.
And if
you
know, we're on,
wise as serpent, gentle as dove.
And if we're on a slow simmering pot, we better jump out. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I think we're definitely on a slow simmering pot. I think there's a few of us that have already jumped out. It's kind of like we're calling to those of you who are still in. Anyway, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You've been listening to the Insight Hour. I'm here with Sherry Kane. As Sherry mentioned, we come to you every week on Tuesday night. It's midnight on the East Coast. What a wonderful what an hour for us to be heard on the East Coast. Everybody's sleeping. And then 9 o'clock Pacific and 6 o'clock Hawaii. We love you, folks. Join us again, and also join us in helping to save lives and prospering. Please join Healthy World Affiliates by going to healthyworldaffiliates.com. And here's a toll-free number to call if you want actually a live body. Believe it or not, we still have loving human beings that answer phones for the company. It's at 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's healthyworldstore.com. Buy a book, DVD, CD, and we've got Scott Huckabee's CDs in 528. We've got Jonathan Goldman's most powerful healing CD on the planet called Holy Harmony. Call that toll-free number or order online. You'll be doing us a blessing to keep us going. Love you guys, and talk to you next week.
Love you. See you next week. Bye for now.